You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
That's an oldie but goodie.
Some words are just hard to say, like anonymity.
That's a tough one.
What about anonymity?
What about something that's really, really old, Sam? Like, not like 5 years old, but like 2,000 years old.
Ancient?
What'd you just say?
Ancient?
What?
Ancient?
Yes, you said it earlier on the show, and I caught it, and I wrote it down.
I thought you did too.
No, look at my piece of paper.
I noticed it as well, but I didn't want to make fun of him.
What did I? Oh, I do. What did I write down there? 2 hours ago.
You wrote ancient equals ancient?
Ancient?
Say it again. Slow it down.
Ancient? What? Ancient? What do you say?
No.
Ancient.
Ancient, really?
Ancient.
That's what you say?
Yes, ancient. You take the X out of it. It's ancient.
Like, there's no T in ain't. Well, there is at the end, but not in the middle.
Say it again.
There's no H in there either, but it's pronounced ancient.
There you go. Sam, we kid because we love. 2 hours ago, you said ancient, and I laughed so hard quietly, I wrote it down.
I peed a little bit, but I didn't tell anybody.
Ancient. Shint.
Yes, it was, whatever it was a really serious topic. So in the middle of that serious topic, I wasn't going to go, what'd you just say? So I thought I'd wait until 5 o'clock when we were all goofing on each other to bring up the fact that...
Well, you've created quite the mayhem.
I still don't hear the difference in that one. I'm not saying mayhem.
Yes.
I apologize.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Don't get angry. You guys are allowed to make fun of the two of us. And we take...
Ancient.
Yeah, in a tournament. You go on tour, so then
I
you
tell
play
you this,
in a tournament.
When you're moving forward.
In all
I fixed
seriousness, you guys, I started noticing several months ago that Amanda, what's her name, Basilonis on the Golf Channel, whenever she's talking about the players that are on the PGA Tour, she says, now that I tell you this, you guys, she's the very beautiful blonde that is always doing the post after the players win. I noticed several months ago she says, tour. And we were talking about that. I go, have you ever noticed she says the PGA Tour? But now I have listened to other people. Now I'm paying attention to it.
Yeah.
A lot of people say tour.
Tour.
I say tour.
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 If you watch any of the ESPN or any of the commentators on golf, when they're talking specifically about the PGA Tour, they say more like it rhymes with mower.
Tour?
Tour. I'm telling you,
the
listen
PGA
to it.
Tour.
Yes, now that I tell you that, you will hear it constantly.
Well, maybe that's just an ancient way of saying it.
It ain't ancient.
Ancient.
You are conflating it with anxious, which this conversation probably makes you.
Listen, everybody on this show
gets made fun of.
I'm not upset.
And everybody has a word that they can't pronounce.
I speak like I speak.
Dana says instead of crayon, crown.
Yeah.
Oh, and peanuts.
Peanuts.
Oh, and there's others.
Peanuts.
What are the other ones, Dan?
Oh, I don't have my list in front of me.
Oh. You keep a list.
Oh, it's a whole notebook.
And there are words that I say that nobody else says it that way on this show. Like, I think people play in a tournament.
Goomy.
Oh, that drives me crazy when
you
say that.
That one irks me. That one grinds my
It actually does.
Does it grind your beans?
Yes, no. It does. It bothers me a lot.
Why?
It's stupid the way you say it. I don't like it.
Well, when I was growing up, that's how we pronounced it. And it's hard for me to change. But of late, just like with forward, I have made a conscious effort to change my ancient ways of pronouncing these things.
I got a question.
Yeah.
How long were you in that place growing up?
3 years.
That's a long time.
Without coming back. And I was in my teenage years, and so it was around that time that we would go, because over there in this one place, they actually have stores that are Goomy stores, where it's just, you walk in.
It's a candy shop.
No, because they only sell Goomy.
Right, but it's.
They sell just that one thing.
That's it. But every kind you could possibly imagine. I mean, it is.
Thank you, text line. Dana, why don't you let them?
Oh.
Why don't I let them what?
You know. Let them.
You want me to let them.
You can't control the way he says ancient.
Ancient.
But ancient. But I could just let it go.
You could. You can't control it.
The book that is Let It Go, like Let Them, isn't about like you not correcting someone's grammar. It's like, don't, if I'm up tonight thinking about it and it's bothering me, that's what you have to let it go.
You need to let them.
Yeah.
Before you let it go, you could take the opportunity to educate somebody.
But isn't that always super awkward, Dan, when you're like, I hate to tell you
it
this.
It is for the person receiving, yes.
You keep mispronouncing this one word.
Hence, you can tell that Sam is a little irked
like,
by
hey,
the correction.
Mr. Guy in the grocery store, those pants do not look good on you.
Yeah.
I still, to this day, and it's only been a day.
it has been a wild 24 hours.
To this day, and I mean just this day, singularly.
Cannot figure out what was going through his brain, not only when he was either online or in a store and thought, these pants are going to really look good on me. But then don't we all, before we head out the door, and well, maybe I'm the exception.
Could do a once over.
But the three of you probably look in the mirror and say, I look good.
Well, we think about what we're going to wear.
Yeah, I obviously do not.
In public.
And I do not look in the mirror before I leave the house, you can tell. Okay, because I look like I'm 17.
You don't care anymore.
I really don't
care.
That
ship has sailed.
It is gone. It is out of the harbor.
That Bill Belichick
but
fashion style.
I've got to think to myself, because this left nothing. These male yoga pants that I saw yesterday left absolutely nothing to the imagination.
You know what you should have done? Instead of saying anything, you could have just started clapping.
Like, you have more I don't give a blank than I do.
A lot of chutzpah.
And I've never met anybody who has more I don't give a blank than I do until I just saw
Dan,
you, sir.
You know what you should have done?
And you are a sir.
You should have written a book called Let Them, and you would be a multi-billionaire right now, because that sucker has sold about a bajillion copies. Can we get an update on the Black Bear in Grandview, please? Apparently someone at Channel 5 just interviewed someone. I just retweeted it, Sam. Near 13th and Skyline, and the residents are literally running inside. They're literally like, we're just going inside. We don't want to take any chances.
Panic.
We are going inside so that we don't get eaten by a bear. And one of the reporters says, I just spoke to the homeowner who looked out his window this morning to see the bear in his front yard.
Would you be outside if you lived in an area where they had spotted a bear?
Someone else just retweeted me running to Grandview to see if I can find the bear. I would be the person probably driving around in my car looking for it, but in my car.
This is what people do around here. They go outside to see things like
tornadoes.
So, black bear, let's go.
Well, look at that.
Well, I don't.
We
can
go introduce ourselves.
I'm not going to sit here and advocate the idea of going outside looking for a tornado during a tornado warning. But if any of you say that you've never done it, you're lying.
I've done it. Of course,
everybody's done it.
Of course,
oh,
absolutely. I have.
Absolutely. Oh, the sky is green and tornadoes coming.
Oh, look
where
at that.
Is it?
You can almost smell it.
Yeah.
When it's tornado weather, and if I told you I haven't sat out back and just waited to see if the clouds start spinning, I'd be lying to you.
I love me a good thunderstorm. Do you know what else? I now look impulsively out the window first thing in the morning, last thing at night, because I'm obsessed with Bob and Marge, our two pigeons, and if they're not outside, it bothers me.
Wow.
I have now.
Why did you touch
abandoned
Marge, by the
all,
way?
I'm just leaning right into my old age. I am now obsessed with birds.
Yep.
I point them out. If I see an oriole outside, I stop and I point it out. There's an oriole. And then if my two pigeons, for some reason, for a couple days, they'll leave and then they come back. The last 2 days, they were just gone.
Yeah.
And then late last night, I peeked out when I got up to go to the bathroom and they were both sitting on the balcony again. And I was happy. What does that say about me?
Well, it says that when we get back from the quick break, I'm going to read you a story about exploding birds.
No, I like the non-explosive kind, please.
Poof.
Scott, will you save her a seat at First Cafeteria this afternoon?
I am going to start getting birdhouses. I have a friend the other day that showed me she's got some little jelly and some oranges, and that's what the Orioles like, and they come by and they eat it, and they make loud noises and they leave. And I'm telling you, there is something about turning 50. I've started noticing birds. I can't stop it.
But you didn't answer my question. Why did you touch Marge the other day?
I've never touched a bird. I was curious.
Well, she didn't like it.
So you just poke the pigeon?
No, I very nicely pet the tail feathers.
And Marge was not pleased.
She flew away.
Well, you know what happens when you touch somebody's
tail feathers?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was Bob. To be clear, Bob or Marge. I touched one of them.
Yeah, without consent, you can't do that.
I just love that they hang out there and they mate for life, apparently. They actually look like an old grumpy married couple and they just sit there.
You know, there's a lot of animals that mate for life.
Just like the Canada geese that have made our backyard home.
The back parking lot. Yes, Scott, a lot of people mate for life.
Not the host of this show.
I was just about to say, just not in this studio.
I was teeing that up, and thank you for allowing me the delivery.
No, I noticed that you teed it up, and I'm like, nope, not even going to go there.
I'm just
low-hanging fruit, and I'm not going there.
Sitting here patiently waiting for the ball to be set up on the tee so I can swing at it.
Low-hanging fruit.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. To my resident birder here across the desk.
Thank you. Go ahead.
A disturbing avian mystery is unfolding in a Northern California town where residents have reported birds are exploding. Residents of a neighborhood in the Bay Area, community of Richmond, northeast of San Francisco, claim they are finding multiple dead birds in their yards and on the street.
It was a big-ass boom.
Security cameras even recorded one of the birds, a fatality, showing it falling to its death from a power line after a loud pop was captured in the footage.
It was a big-ass boom.
The mystery deepened yesterday when investigators released the results of necropsies performed on two of the dead birds, suggesting foul play.
All right.
I'm just reading the story. The California Department of Wildlife confirmed to ABC News that it had received two dead birds. A mourning dove and a European starling.
Oh, that makes me sad. One of the things I thought was, did it hit an electric line? No. Residents have described the sound as reminiscent of a BB gun or a firecracker. And residents told ABC 7 they've been hearing that noise far too often for it to be a coincidence. They think this might be like sabotage. Birds began exploding in the area several months ago. At least 13 died since it started.
What kind of boom was it, Sam?
A big one.
Mm-hmm. The power company has launched an investigation. Residents are encouraging each other to document instances of bird deaths.
Okay. Ask the question again, Scott.
Sam, what kind of a boom was it?
It was a big-ass boom.
Got it. Okay.
Listen to this sentence. While hearing birds exploding overhead is concerning enough by itself, the residents are also concerned that if the issue is electrical in nature, it could contribute to another wildfire.
Here's the line that I'm struggling with, and clearly somebody who is a journalist wrote this story. As the casualties have mounted, locals have speculated on everything from the birds being electrocuted by power lines to a phantom serial bird killer being on the loose.
It is a disturbing mystery.
We're going to call it a phantom serial bird killer?
Well, it is phantom in nature.
Serial?
As in one cannot identify the culprit.
Is a rancher a serial cow killer?
Yes, theoretically.
All right.
Well, there is one certainty.
It was a big-ass boom.
Ooh, well, that is true.
All right. Speaking of explosions, Scott, we have something we have to open. Sam is going to get the box.
Well, if it's going to explode, I'm not touching it.
There is a package that someone very close to me has been asking daily. Did you get my package? Did you get my package? And I'm like, no. I did not get the package. So this has been weeks, Scott, that someone sent us something here. And I always thought, please do not ever send anything here. There is no mail room here. So it's just not good to send stuff here. So sure enough, a month later, this box arrives. It is unmarked, but I think I know what it is. It is for all of us.
Dan, would you like to open it?
Yeah. Mic up over there.
Why don't you grab yourself a microphone and tell Sam which one you're on. He's on 7, Sam, or he will be here in a minute.
Who numbers these?
All right, here's the box, and there is a package inside. It reads, this is a set. Mm-hmm. It's rather heavy.
Is there a card?
Oh, prepared hero. Heroes aren't born, they're prepared.
What?
That's what's written on the package.
Okay.
Open it up.
All right, let's get rid of this box.
So that's the only thing that was in that box?
And some packing.
Yeah, some packing paper.
Clearly.
Is there a card with said box?
No.
I'm going to tell you right now, I know who this is from.
I'm ripping it open. Carefully.
I'm almost certain I know who this is from.
The show only ends in 32 minutes.
No.
We got time.
Oh, we know who it's from.
Oh. Oh.
They did not answer the phone, but we know who it's from.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Uh-huh. Tell the people. Take one down. Pass it around.
Prepared Hero Fire Blanket.
Oh, for the love of God in heaven.
Oh, there's like a dozen in juicy. Here.
Yep.
Look at that.
Pull tapes to release.
Don't pull the tapes now.
Oh, for all of your fire blanket needs.
All right. I made the mistake of mentioning on the air that I didn't know in the liquidation and in the move if I brought my fire retardant blanket with me. Mother was listening that one day. She was listening and was so upset that she did not think I had the fire blanket. She got one for the entire show in triplicate, I think, or duplicate, because she wants us to all keep them in the kitchen and in the living room in the event of a fire so that everyone on the program remains safe.
Constructed with woven fiberglass, and all you do is you pull the blanket out with both hands.
Do you open it?
Well, it becomes a blanket. There's a blanket in here.
But you just pull that black tab.
You just pull the black tab, the blanket
pops
out.
And it unfurls. Let's use the word unfurl.
It will unfurl. Cover burning material completely. Leave it covered till it gets cold. And if you have another type of fire, wrap the blanket around person with burning clothes.
Okay, I don't...
Provide first aid and call for help if needed.
Right, okay. She is so sweet and so thoughtful. And I think these are very expensive. And so I'm glad they arrived because I was like, oh my gosh, what if she sent those and they went to the wrong place or, you know.
Dan, you could put this in your EDC.
Oh, I'm already thinking about that.
Yeah.
This is going in my kit.
In all seriousness, does it not make sense to keep this in your car? Keep one in your car. Oh, you got it out. That's it.
It doesn't pop open or anything.
Okay.
It's just, yeah.
It's not like it's a slide on an airplane.
It's got some weight to it, some thickness. Woven fiberglass.
Sam. Mother, thank you. We are trying to call her because it is so important to her.
Yeah.
That, and you wonder why I'm crazy, by the way.
No, we know.
Because I, you know, always think that someone is going to catch fire at any moment.
Don't smell it, Dan.
It's
Is it pungent?
It has an odor.
Was so worried about the possibility that one of us could be involved in a fire and not have a fire blanket that she went online and bought us all fire blankets.
This is going to come in handy for your spontaneous combustions.
Oh, that's right.
Great point, Dan.
One cannot spontaneously human combust if one has a fire blanket.
Huh. That's right.
That's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
Why are the phones ringing?
Well, if they were spontaneously combusting, wouldn't they continue to spontaneously combust?
Let me see one of those.
Yeah, the fire comes from inside, does it not, when you spontaneously combust?
I mean, yeah, if we're talking about
the blanket.
I'm just going to sleep under this every single night. Ain't going to be no combustion on my watch.
We're talking about HSPing over here, you know what I mean?
Yep. Okay.
There is a graphic of someone on fire on the ground and the person above them putting the blanket on them.
Yep, that is correct.
I don't know that I need instructions if you were to catch fire right in front of
me. Well, you'd be surprised.
Dug them in.
What is that smell? It kind of smells like petroleum.
That's the blanket.
That's the manufacturing process.
Petroleum.
All right, now
something
I
made out of petroleum. Exactly what you want to put on somebody who's on fire.
Quick, throw that. No, that's gasoline.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Christmas came early here at the radio station. Thank you, Big Juicy.
We all have them. When Dan was passing them out, Scott goes, how many did she buy? How many people does she think is going to spontaneously combust at once?
I got to be honest, that smell is not good. I feel kind of funky.
Well, but Sam, it's got some sort of flame retardant on it so that when you unfurl the blanket and douse it on, put it on the, which by the way, we're going to call Mom to say thank you because it's so sweet that she's done this. But I need you to listen to her outgoing message because we got to talk about it.
It's concerning.
It's, yeah. Here we go. little come hither.
Come on, don't answer.
I know, I don't want her to answer now.
This is the first time I wanted her not to answer. She must be at the bar.
Okay.
Definitely not at the
Hi, casino. This is Linda. You know what to do. I'll call you back soon.
What?
All right, Big Juicy, hi. This is Dana and Parks. First of all, a couple of things. Very quickly, we wanted to thank you for the multitude of fire retardant blankets that arrived at the radio station.
Thank you, Mama.
Very sweet. I'm not sure how many people you think catch on fire here at the radio station, but it was more than enough, and we thank you for your kind generosity. Number two, or should I say number two, we need to talk about your outgoing voicemail. It sounds a little...
When I called on Mother's Day, I just heard, you know what to do and when to do it.
So do it.
I looked at the kids and I go, what is she...
It sounds a little too sexy for our
taste. It's a little provocative.
Leave a message at the
Call us back. I love you. And if there's ever a fire, and I'm sure there won't be, we are all going to be very prepared.
We'll use our blankets.
Because we'll know what to do.
And when,
and when to do it.
Goodbye.
Love you, bye.
All right.
We are so weird.
Dumb is a better word.
Yeah.
Fox News broadcast took a frightful turn when a host collapsed live on the air. It was at, during Fox News at Night on May 8th. And Cameron Kinsey, who's a political commentator, was making some comments about the previous president when apparently she began to lose consciousness on air. Sam?
It's not about ideology or it's not about...
Oh my goodness. We're just going to get some help here for Cameron. Let me come back to Lydia while we get some help for Cameron here. Lydia, the
what, we're just going to continue
we're gonna,
on
actually,
with
we're
the
gonna
topic?
We're going to go to a break right here. We'll be right back.
So does she just fall over on... I saw that. I've seen a little bit of it, but I don't see how far she falls.
So they're sitting at the desk,
right?
You know, the typical TV setup where there's two people sitting at a desk side by side. And she's making her point, speaking very clearly, and then starts, as you heard, to say, multiple times.
Clearly... having some sort of medical issue and not able to keep her train of thought.
And almost like it's slow motion, she just falls to the left and then, of course, out of the high top chair, which
and then
is
I've got to say this. The news anchor, who at first is like, I need direction here from the producer. What are we going to do? Well, sweet cheeks, a woman has just literally hit the deck next to you. Let's not go to weather.
Let's go to break.
Let's just go to break.
So, Lydia, you were saying...
Lydia, let's get back to the point about the election you were making
who?
While they're doing CPR under the desk for her.
Who's still upright that I can go to?
Lydia, it's your time to shine.
Well, you
Lydia.
Know he was stuttering because the producer was in his ear going, no, go to break.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Play it again because I want to hear the ending again when Captain London keeps trying to go back to the only person who's still with a pulse on the set.
Oh my goodness. We're just going to get some help here for Cameron. Let me come back to Lydia while we get some help for Cameron here. Lydia, the President Biden, we're going to go to a break here.
Let's not go to Lydia right now.
You can all but hear the producer screaming. We are not going to Lydia.
All right. We're just going to have this out right now. If, God forbid, one day, because you know I was faint that day. I went to urgent care, I had that weird blood sugar thing going on, which has been fine ever since, by the way.
I recall.
I want to hash this out. We've got the fireproof blanket. We should have a discussion. If one of the three of us falls down during the body of the show, what do you do, like, immediately?
Like, goes unconscious?
Yeah, like, especially Sam, because we can't be on the air without Sam. And if Dan's not here, Sam's screwed, because you and I don't know what to do.
You would run in here and press the green button.
I would press the green button and then figure out what the hell's wrong with Sam.
And then I would look for Lydia.
Well, yeah, you would just keep talking, and...
No, I don't think I would. I think I would say we're going to go to break, but then what's funny... Not funny. Funny, not funny, Sam.
As you're teetering on death.
If I said, let's go to break... But you're passed out. We can't go to break.
Well, I can run in there and hit the green button. I know the button to push.
Okay.
It's green.
I do not.
It's the only green button on the entire board.
That is a fact.
I don't do well with buttons.
Now, I did just get recertified in CPR and AED. So if one of you decided to keel over, I would be able to give you immediate first responder service until they could arrive to give you the appropriate
care. Have we checked the battery in said AED in the break room?
I believe Ken Wolf, our chief engineer, routinely checks the battery in the AED in the cafeteria.
Well, this is your reminder. Wherever you work, there has to be a point person to make sure those batteries work. Correct. Ask your point person, have you swapped out those batteries? Because let me tell you, it ain't like a smoke detector. It's not going to tell you that it doesn't work, and you don't want it to not work the one time you need it.
And by the way, bystander help saves many, many lives.
Oh, yeah. Just
go
the
online.
Compressions.
It's an online course. They will teach you how to give CPR the proper way.
Just the compressions. And in fact, Scott, what I would do is I would sing Stayin' Alive while you were in there giving compressions, simultaneously pushing the green button. So you would know the rhythm.
You can't tell by the way I use my walk.
I thought you didn't have to do it to Staying Alive anymore, that it was just, they just, it's continuous, constant.
You just say one and two and three and four.
It's way better just to sing the Bee Gees. It is way better just to sing the Bee Gees. Most people remember that.
Well, if I'm the one in dire need of CPR and you're singing the Bee Gees over me, I would rather die. So, Sam, just let me go.
Okay.
He's going toward the light. She's still singing.
Oh, my word.
The compressions applied to the lower portion of the sternum. Yep. If you feel the bottom of the sternum, you're too low. And they need to be applied at a depth of 2 to 2.4 inches. No, do not get out a tape measure. Just make sure you're going deep enough so that you're still pumping the blood.
Yes. The goal is not to try to get your hand to the bottom of the ground. It's just boom, 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 staying alive, staying alive. Okay, I feel good about this.
All right. Missouri's Attorney General Andrew Bailey has filed a lawsuit against a utility company in response to a deadly home explosion in Lexington, Missouri. We've been telling you about this. Bailey's office announced a lawsuit against Liberty Utilities for its alleged failure to properly mark a gas line, which ultimately led to a house explosion that killed a 5-year-old boy and severely injured 2 of his family members.
I completely, wholeheartedly disagree that that's what killed those family members.
Said the attorney general, this was a preventable tragedy.
Yes.
These companies must take their responsibilities seriously. The law is clear. The process is simple. And the consequences of failure are catastrophic.
Okay, the non-marking led to a string of dominoes falling that led to the deaths. What led to the deaths was the 4-hour delay in notifying anyone in that neighborhood to get out.
The natural gas leaked for hours, leading to the tragic and destructive explosion.
This is one of those stories that's so awful, you can point fingers just about.
Yeah.
Everywhere, no. Except toward the victims and the homeowners. I mean, did they hit the gas line? Yes. Was the gas line not marked? Apparently so. The deaths were not caught. Gas lines get hit, Scott.
No, I know.
Frequently,
but keep
they
in
get
mind,
hit.
Liberty Utilities did tell the contractors on the site that they had properly marked the gas line.
How do you know it's properly mapped?
Well, I think what we could say is that there's a lot of blame to go around. Liberty Utilities is one of many.
Yes, because you could hit a gas line all day long and no one dies if you tell the neighborhood, get out, we've hit a gas line.
Right, but
the deaths came because of the non-notification.
Well, I think that's one area of blame is the failure by local authorities to say, we're aware that a gas line was hit and we didn't tell anybody.
People were calling 911, Scott, and the dispatchers were saying, yeah, it's a gas line. Mm-hmm. No one was ever told, you need to get out.
911, well, go ahead.
They always go after the deepest pockets, right?
Sure.
Fire departments aren't going to have the deepest pockets. A gas company, probably going to have the deepest
pockets.
I'm
not saying the attorney general shouldn't have said, look, this is the first domino that fell. But I would anticipate another
lawsuit against.
Well, or something from the AG's office saying, and oh, by the way, while we're at it,
the city of Lexington is also on the hook here because
didn't notify.
Nobody told the residents, hey, get out of your homes. There is a huge gas leak going on here in the neighborhood.
We might bring this back tomorrow. There needs to be more said about that delay.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. My name's Scott here on KMBZ. All imports of live cattle, horse, and bison from the southern border have been banned due to the spread of a flesh-eating pest in Mexico, according to the Department of Agriculture. The secretary cited New World screwworms, a parasitic fly, as the reason for the suspension of cattle imports. The name refers to the way in which maggots screw themselves into the...
No more. I can't leave and listen to that word. It makes me gag.
Causing extensive damage and sometimes leading to,
okay.
to death.
Good talk.
Okay. All right. Egg prices are going down.
Finally.
U.S. retail egg prices fell in April from record high prices that they hit earlier this year. The average price for a dozen grade A eggs dropped 12.7%. In April, it was the first month-to-month decline in egg prices since October of last year, but egg prices still do remain high.
Almost for everybody.
We're getting free eggs. T works with a gal who has some chickens up in Lansing.
Free range.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are. You want me to show you a picture of them?
I believe
they're beautiful.
I mean,
they look like they were painted.
I know it.
Oh, those farm fresh eggs are delicious.
They are so good.
Look at those eggs that just showed up at my house today.
They're beautiful.
They're all different colors.
I know it.
Driving their ears. To a separate grocery store after my typical grocery run just to buy eggs because this particular store had eggs for $2.99.
Oh, wow.
And now prices are close enough that I can't justify the extra trip to a different store.
Yeah, the color of their ears, Scott, is the color that the eggs are.
No, it's the color of their feathers.
No, it's their ears.
They have ears?
Yeah, I was just out to the Bloom Room in Kansas City, and my friend Heather told me it's the color of their ears, and she showed me.
Where are their ears?
Where ears generally rest on one's head, Scott?
On a chicken.
What do you think it's in their...
On a chicken, aren't they just holes in the side of their head?
They're still ears.
Wait, I want you to finish that. What do you think it's in their...
Where would ears go if it weren't where ears go?
I don't know.
No. Little known fact, a chicken's ears are on their chin.
She's not being nice, Sam.
Well, it is an ancient technology.
Thank you.
Causes mayhem when you try to find their ears on their...
I didn't say they liked it, but they do have ears.
Jason Tatum was injured last night at Madison Square Garden.
I don't want anyone looking at that.
Crumpled to the floor. I think they're going with he tore his Achilles.
Yeah, it's
there's a baseball player injured too.
Either Achilles or ACL. It didn't look gruesome, but man, watching, I mean, he went into tears immediately. Oh. He knew.
Celebrating birthdays today, Stevie Wonder is 75. Darius Rucker, Hootie, is 59.
Hootie!
Stephen Colbert is 61. And that's about it.
And chicken's ears are on their chin.
That's exactly right.
Thank you for joining us.
Gobble, gobble.
The bonus hour is coming up next. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. She's mean. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.